Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to Inside China Basin, your San Francisco Giants three times a week podcast on thesportsvirus.com and now on KNBR.com, featuring Giants players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
And San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea is our regular guest, too.
Bumgarner, he's a god, isn't he? He does all these things that no other humans do.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by Townsend Restaurant and Bakery, capturing the spirit of San Francisco. Today we have two guests from AT&T Park in San Francisco, Giants bench coach Ron Wotus, and a special guest who happened to be visiting AT&T Park, Chris Berman from ESPN. We'll start with Ron Wotus. Ron, you know, it's been a tough go for the team overall since the All-Star break, but what kind of good signs are you seeing that maybe this team can break out at the right time?
Well, you know what? I think we have played better. Obviously, the offense is coming around a little bit. This last week, we've had games where we scored, you know, plus five runs multiple times. Just every time we do, it seems like we don't pitch. So that's been a little bit of the bugaboo. But the offense is coming around. I think that we've really improved the club, you know, at the trading deadline, which is unusual to stay in this funk. But, you know, you keep running our starters out there, the Matt Moores and the Bumgarners and the Cuetos and Shark, and, you know, we're going to win our share of games. So I think we're too good to continue in the malaise that we've been, and I think this will turn around.
Well, you mentioned the new players and one of the acquisitions, Eduardo Nunez. He is really shining defensively lately after a little bit of a shaky start defensively. And you're the guy who works a lot with the infielders on their defense. He made a couple of plays on Monday that were really tremendous, throwing from his back, throwing from his knee. What do you see in him that you like and maybe that he could even improve on?
Well, he comes with a lot of skills for a defender. I mean, obviously, he came up as a shortstop with the Yankees. He's played a lot, a short, a lot of third, not as much at second. He's actually played in the outfield. They were trying to get him in the lineup when he came up. But he has good defensive skills. He's got a plus arm. He's got good hands. And the thing that I've been talking to him about is he's had some errors over his career. You know, typical Latin player, a lot of flair, can make the great play. Just want him to be more consistent and try to take his time a little bit. He's got a real quick glove-to-hand transfer and try to get him to slow it down and just make the routine play. And as you saw last night, he has the ability to make the great play. So we just want him to be consistent on the routine play.
A lot of people talk about it third. All of your momentum going towards first base. Is that something that you work on, not only with him, but other third basemen a lot? Just, you know, the reminder of that?
Momentum going
towards first base on the throw. It seems like just the footwork and setting up to make that throw seems to be a big part of it.
Well, the big thing that I harp on is to take your time, make sure you get a good grip, set, and throw. So you catch the ball. There's no rush to get it over there. Catch, set, and throw is what we like to say. And one thing he does extremely well, as you saw last night, and he's done this a lot at shortstop, when he goes to his backhand, he will one-hop the throw. He'll get rid of it a lot quicker that way, and he'll get the throw over there. He's really, really good at it, and we actually have our shortstop, Adrianza, trying to do that as well, because if you don't have that great arm and you go in the hole, you can get rid of the ball a little bit quicker that way and get it over there, opposed to trying to plant and make this strong throw and not reaching the base or throwing it wild.
It's funny that you say that, because I remember Ozzie Smith doing that a lot, but a lot of that was done on artificial turf. A little more tricky when you're talking about grass, even though these fields are manicured much better than, you know, if somebody's trying to do that at the minor league level.
You're right, Joe. That was a play. I played in Pittsburgh when I played on AstroTurf as well, so that was a play that we all had. Ozzie Smith, you mentioned, he did it a lot, but a lot of players had it going into the hole instead of trying to plant, just get the ball on its way and it would get there. To your point, it's a little more tricky with grass, but the ball, like you said, the ball will carry if you throw it the right way, and Nunez has been doing this a long time. He practices it in pregame, and he's very good at it.
We'll have more with Giants bench coach Ron Wotus right after this. The next time you're on your way to a Giants game, stop by Townsend Restaurant and Bakery for breakfast and lunch Tuesday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 2 p.m., or for brunch on the weekend from 8 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Celebrating their 26th year, family-run and cozy, Townsend Restaurant and Bakery captures the spirit of San Francisco with homemade sourdough English muffins, scones, and breads. They're serving cage-free Petaluma eggs and have been organic since well before organic became mainstream. Consistent quality, 4-star Google reviews, and great service from loyal employees that have been there for over 20 years. Townsend Restaurant and Bakery, a Buster Posey home run away from AT&T Park, right along the Embarcadero at 2 Townsend Street in San Francisco. The emotion of the game sometimes really comes to the forefront. I think on Monday it was like that with Ryan Vogelsong. And, you know, some of the players are saying it was just, you know, another game or it's businesslike. But for him, it wasn't another game. And you could tell when he left, the fans gave him a nice ovation. What was it like for you guys as a coaching staff to go against a guy like Vogie, who has meant so much to the Giants?
Well, first and foremost, we want to win the game. And, you know, your professionalism has to come first, and that's what's most important. But there are very few moments in this game where you get to really enjoy the moment or reflect on what he's done for us. And knowing that he's coming in to start against us, I expected to see a great welcome from the fans like he got. It's emotional for me too, because Vogie's a great guy. He did tremendous things for us here, and as much as you want to win the game, you want to take the moment to enjoy it. And watching him warm up, watching the fans give him the ovation was special. And then when he left the game, to see him doing the same thing, the fans giving him that ovation for what he's done for us. And I had a chance to talk to him today, and I told him, you know, it was special to watch for me too. Because, you know, he was a big part of what we did. When you win World Series with people like that, you never forget it.
Absolutely. You know, you got a couple of hitters that came back from injury, concussion with Panic, you know, Pence with the injury, and they're really important to this lineup. And they were kind of slow when they first came back, but now it looks like they're starting to get it to going a little bit. You know, how difficult is that for these guys to get their timing? And then it gets a little frustrating if you're not back to where you were.
No question. We you know, needed Panic and we needed Pence back. The guys that we had playing when they were out did a tremendous job for us. But you know, those were our regulars and we wanted them back. In Joe's case, I think he had like 5 at bats, and we felt he was healthy enough to come up here to play. Pence had a little bit more, but to your point, it's not that easy, as you can see. I mean, you don't expect it to take a few weeks, but it can. You're coming right into a major league season where the pitchers are sharp, and sometimes it takes a little bit longer. As you said, Joe is coming out of it a little bit. Pence has hit the ball better as late. We were hoping that it wouldn't take this long, but hitting a baseball is not an easy task, and that's just part of the game and something they're going to have to fight through.
More with Giants bench coach Ron Wotus in just a moment. Last year, I was riding my bicycle in Marin when suddenly, flat tire. Thankfully, someone recommended I get my repair done at Breaking Away Bikes in Ross. While head mechanic and bike guru Rich quickly fixed my tire, I noticed the wide selection of bikes in the store. Breaking Away Bikes rents, demos, and sells all the bikes you could possibly need. Road bike? Check. Mountain bike? That was my choice. And I'm so glad I decided to buy it at Breaking Away Bikes, located in the heart of Ross at 7 Ross Common. Catch them on your way to ride Alpine, West Marin, and Petaluma, or call 415-461-2959 for Breaking Away Bikes. When the Giants were in Miami, Bruce Bochy had a night in the hospital, and, you know, of course, you took over the ball club, and that happens whenever he gets ejected or, you know, something like that. So when that happens and you don't have a lot of time to prepare for it, how do you go about it? You know, you're a guy who has managerial experience. You've done it in the minor league. So what happens here?
Well, you know what? I actually had more time to prepare for it. I knew about noon that he wasn't going to be at the ballpark that day, so I had all day to get ready. So I did a little extra preparation, things I normally don't do in the responsibilities I have as a bench coach. I looked a little more at the starting pitcher and thought about our pen a little bit more, how I'd use the guys, and looked at some of those things a little bit more than I normally do, because you have Rags and Boches doing that. So I had plenty of time to prepare. You know, honestly, you know, it's not that difficult. Probably the most difficult thing is the mechanics of the signs with the third base coach and the catchers, because, you know, it's been 19 years since I managed any regular length of time. So that was a little bit more making sure I had all the signs together and implementing those. It probably was a little more difficult at times than was just running the game, as we're always involved in watching and running of the game.
And history was made. I mean, Brandon Crawford with the 7 hits. They took his bat and put it in Cooperstown. Tell us about, you know, every one of those at-bats as you guys were watching him. I mean, early on you're thinking, oh, yeah, this is a pretty good game. He's got 2 or 3 hits. But when he ends up 4, 5, 6, and then the 7th hit, and being big hits at the end of the game too.
Well, he's been a tremendous player for us. And when he first came to the big leagues, we all said, hey, if this guy hits 250, he's going to play here and be a great shortstop for us for a long, long time. Here he is winning a Silver Slugger now, leading the team in RBI. So he gets better and better as an offensive player. Speaking to that game, he's always been a guy that you wanted at the plate with men in scoring position. He's shown that with his RBI total last year. He's doing it again this year. At the point in time when he had the six hits, I didn't even realize it. I'm locked up in that game manager. I knew he was having a good night and I wanted him at the plate, but when he got that seventh hit, I didn't know that was a record or he was at that point. Obviously, we found out right after the game, and it was extremely happy for him because, Kral works extremely hard at his game. There's nobody on this team that works harder to get better every day than Brandon Crawford, and his hard work pays off for him.
You mentioned the clutch hitting ability, and that's something the Giants really need, from a lot more players than just Brandon. What does it take? I remember talking to Will Clark about that, talking about in, pressure situations, especially postseason, and he said a lot of it is just that you've been in that spot so many times, you don't panic. What do you think it is? What are some of the other hitters need to do in those situations?
Well, that's one thing that we need to be better at. I just looked at a stat today, and I think we lead all the major league or the National League with runners left on base. So, we're getting on base. We have high walks, we got low strikeouts, we're getting on base, but we're not driving the runs in like we should. And, a lot of time you talk about hitters with a nose for an RBI. Posey's always been one of those guys. Crawford obviously has been one of those guys. It's mostly guys that are unafraid to hit with two strikes, guys that are not all or nothing type hitters. They know how to attack a pitcher. They know how to get the guy over or get him in. So it's not always just home run power, but being able to be a good hitter, a quality hitter, being able to use the whole field. Because you think back when Felipe Alou was here and you talk about hitting, it's just not the swing. It's the mental side of the game, knowing what the pitcher's going to do, looking for your pitch and hitting it when you get it. So it's a lot of things that go into that. But I think guys with a nose for the RBI are guys that have a good plan, and the mental side of their hitting is better than their actual physical ability to hit.
All right. Hey, Ron, thanks a lot for the time. Really appreciate it. And good luck the rest of this homestand.
Thanks, Joe. Always good being with you.
That's Giants bench coach Ron Wotus. Coming up, we're going to hear from Chris Berman from ESPN right after this. Hey, Giants fans, whether you're taking pictures of little leaguers or the pros, Tamron Lenses and Looking Glass Photo have the perfect lens for you. The award-winning Tamron 16-300mm all-in-one zoom is more versatile than your basic kit lens. With amazing Tamron quality and image stabilization, you'll never need to switch lenses again, whether they are sliding into home or making a spectacular catch at the wall. Your Tamron lens will catch them all. Tamron has lenses for all of your photographic needs, and you can get your Tamron lens at Looking Glass Photo in Berkeley. Contact them at www.lookingglassphoto.com. Longtime ESPN broadcaster Chris Berman was spotted at AT&T Park this week, checking out his favorite team, the San Francisco Giants. We had a chance to talk with Chris, and here's that conversation. Chris, I know you're a big Giants fan. What are you doing here in San Francisco?
Well, I come more often than you think. Busman's holiday, had 2 days. Thought on my way kind of back east from L.A., and the Giants need a little help, so here I am. I'm enlisted.
They do need a little help. What do you think they need to do better right now? Because they have been struggling since the All-Star break.
Just get their sea legs. Look, you saw the team. You're closer to it than I am, although I watch a lot, obviously. All those timely hits, they haven't been. I think once it starts, I don't mean you're going to win 4 out of 5 now by snapping your fingers. Once it starts, the core here is good enough and they understand winning and it will all fall in place. I know that sounds like a fairy tale, but we have to believe that, right? Because the last couple nights, they got 5 and 7 runs and didn't win. Then there were games and they lost 1-0. So I think, Buster Posey, hopefully he's healthy. Here's Panic. They have most of their lineup now. And they really haven't had it all year. No. So I'm thinking close. Now, that being said, each 9-19 is real. So yeah. So hopefully real close.
Who are two of your favorite players on this team?
Brandon Crawford, the guy I like watching the most. And then seven hits. I mean, I told him last night, I said, you know, I knew Rennie Snedden, you know, who we met. So he goes, really? I said, yeah, I mean, you know, I've been around. And I remember the game, actually. But that's Brandon, because he does things that in the box score don't even show up. Like in a loss last night, the double play he and Panic turn was great. The ball off the back of the mound, Panic, things like that. I noticed things like that. And then Bum. I mean, now that's not to eliminate Buster Posey or go right on down the list. But so those three, I mean, those at Bum, I mean, I just like his pace out there. It's like he's on his horse farm. It's okay. I've got this. And then when he pinch hits, it's fun too. My favorite moment of the year, and Jeremy can listen to this, and George, was it was about 2 weeks ago. They batted Bum for the pitcher. He got a hit. They ran Samardzija and then put another pitcher in. So four pitchers were in the nine hole. Only two of them threw a ball. I thought it was great. That was brilliant.
That was really good. How did you become a Giants fan? What are your earliest and fondest memories of the Giants when they were playing at Candlestick?
Willie Mays. Therefore, Willie McCovey. Therefore, Juan Marichal. Therefore, Orlando Cepeda. Man, I grew up in the East. I'm not really old enough for the New York Giants. I was alive when they were, but no. But I was seven in the 62 World Series. And somehow I knew about Willie Mays, and I declared to my father I was rooting for the Giants against the Yankees. And I've kept them. I'm pretty deep here. This is by far and away favorite team in any sport. Far and away.
Well, this bled into the 49ers, too. I mean, you know, I know you like the 49ers.
Well, the city's great. I love the city. I never grew up here, but it was written once, one of the papers, that maybe I had lived here as an abalone in a previous life. So I just feel comfortable here. I've been to the Bay Area, I mean, what, 50, 100 times? Maybe closer to 100. I love the people here. I love the vibe. But I think it came as a kid from the Giants. And then early in my professional career, so I started in 79, that was the 81 Niners. So that kind of added in. But I'd already was a Bay Area guy because of the Giants, you know, and I live the McCovey line drive. I was only 7 years old, not to mention 02. So I made these last three even year World Series championships all the more fun.
You didn't mention Johnny LeMaster. I'm just shocked that you didn't mention Johnny LeMaster.
Well, I could tell you, like the 71 team, which was almost him, not quite. I think, well, it was Mays' last Willie Mays year. McCovey was great. Marichal, Perry, Tito. You know, those were Dick Dietz behind the play. I mean, the Bobby Bond, like that was one of my favorite teams, you know, as was 93. I mean, that was another heartbreak. So, you know, we can't say heartbreak anymore. But at any rate, it's just been in my blood since I was seven, to answer your question 5 minutes later.
What about the expectations now? I mean, it's totally different now. Bruce Bochy, they've built up an amazing amount of cred now with the way this team has played. So everybody just expects them to be there compared to the old days where it just wasn't like that.
Well, look, they know that Bochy is great, obviously. Brian Sabian and the staff right on down. They know how to put together a team. They know how to win. And the players come up knowing how to win. You know, there was a time when, you can get a player from Montreal's system, or even more, a Cardinal, a twin like Span. He's a twin. A Giant. You know, when you get a Giant, and they've kept most of the guys here, they know how to play the game the right way. And the winning doesn't mean you're going to win, but there needs to be no speech on the little things. And these guys know how to do the little things. And, you know, with Bum on the mound and Posey behind the plate, and you go from there. I think they're good enough. I mean, I needless to say, the Cubs in Washington are really good. And first things first, win the division and see what happens.
Before I let you go, I just wanted to ask you about John Saunders. Really sad to hear that he passed away. I mean, it's got to be difficult for everybody in the ESPN family.
Well, Joe, he was one of my best friends. Still kind of stunned. He's exactly my age, 61. Very close with his wife and his kids, two daughters, a brother, Bernie. So, John, look, when people pass, people say wonderful things, because you should. With John, it's so understated. Everything you heard was true and then some. Nobody didn't love John Saunders. I worked with him when he came in the 80s, and I worked with him in the fall. We do a football show on Sunday nights. And so I was fortunate to work with him for 30 years in addition to, you know, him being one of my buddies. And we're all stunned, and I know the sports world felt comfortable with him no matter what he did. He had no ego, Canadian. He just did it. He didn't care if he was in the spotlight or he didn't even know if he was doing the interview. He was everybody's friend, on to you at sitting at home and to those of us who work with him. We're still stunned. I mean, it's less than a week ago. It's still hard to fathom.
A lot of people can learn from just seeing his style, right? I mean, the way he went about his business.
Yeah, he enjoyed being there, but he let there speak for itself. I don't know how else to put it.
Thanks so much, Chris. Really appreciate it. Enjoy your time here in San Francisco and at AT&T Park.
It's good to be here, especially in an even year. See you, Joe. Thank you.
That's Chris Berman from ESPN. I want to thank him and Giants bench coach Ron Wotus for joining us from AT&T Park in San Francisco. Join us again on Monday. We'll set you up for the Giants-Dodgers series, which starts on Tuesday in L.A. We'll talk to Jerry Hairston Jr., who is now an analyst with Sportsnet LA. He's a former Dodger and played a long time in the major leagues. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin on the sportsvirus.com and now on KNBR.com.